It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, this is JM. I'm coming at you solo this go around. I just wanted to take a little time to rehash something we've talked about before, and that is short stories. This is going to be pretty short for one of our mid-period mini episodes, maybe 10 minutes. But I just kind of wanted to go over some things that I've been seeing from the editor's point of view and give you my editor's perspective on story submissions. To begin, some news from the Of Metal and Magic publishing end. I've got several stories that submissions that I've been working on to get polished up and ready for the website. So here pretty soon, you're going to see a few more stories coming out on the website, which is exciting. And I've been receiving a bunch of submissions. And all that's got me wanting to just kind of go over a few baseline things and discuss a few issues that I kind of see recurring with the short story submissions that I've been receiving. Don't get me wrong. Some of the submissions I get are really good and they just kind of blow me away. But I always like to provide feedback and mentorship to authors who don't have as much experience perhaps and need a little bit more to kind of get into the formal submission publishing kind of process. So, from the editor himself, here are some of the things that I've been seeing with the short story submissions in particular. But before that, I just wanted to talk in general about submissions and structure of submissions. First thing, and we've mentioned this before, is manuscript format. Standard manuscript format. You have to learn standard manuscript format. That's what we want, and that's what most publishers want. It's also known as SHUN format, S-H-U-N-N. You can find it on Google, and I'll leave a link in the episode description. But make sure that you're putting your manuscript into standard format. What that does is a big part of it is it reveals your level of experience and professionalism. If you submit something that isn't well formatted, it's got a weird font, it's got a weird spacing, that gives the editor or the reviewer automatically is kind of giving them preconceptions about you as a writer. The more that you can do to make your presentation visually professional, the better. The better you're going to be received. So along those lines, so standard manuscript format and also your query letter or your cover letter. When you are submitting to a publisher, you need to provide some basic information in that initial point of contact. I recently received a submission message from our website submissions page, and it was just, "Hey, I got a novel," or something along those lines. My initial thinking was, okay, so do you want me to read your novel? Are you just happy about it? There's no detail there. What is the novel? Is it even fantasy? Is it a mystery? There's some basic things that you need to provide in your opening letter, so that the recipient knows what the heck is going on. So things like your name, your pen name, the name of the work, what is it? Is it a novel, a short story, a novella? And what genre is it? Is it fantasy? Is it science fiction? Among fantasy, what subgenre of fantasy? Is it sword and sorcery? Is it urban fantasy? Is it vampires? You know, and then publishing status of the work. Is it previously published? Is it unpublished? What's the word count? And then in addition to that, if you're pitching a, you know, a bigger project, even a short story, it helps to have a nice hook, a description. Start your submission query with something about the story, a hook, you know, a three sentence summary of the story that's enticing, gives us an idea of what it's about. With a novel submission, you're going to probably want to do a little bit more detail than that. But with a short story, you can do 1 to 3 sentences of a short summary, a hook for the reader to understand what are they getting. And then end with your writing background. Have you been published before? You know, do you have related educational experience related to writing? What are your interests? Do you have a website? That's a big one. Do you have a social media presence and a website? Especially for novel submissions, every publisher and agent now expects you to do your own marketing. So they want to know if you've already got a presence or not. So just to rehash kind of the things that you need, the structure that you need in your manuscript, in your query letter, in order to look professional, make sure you're kind of following that. So now to dive into short stories. We've done a podcast on short stories a long time ago, and we talked through a lot of the details. We talked about you know, format, whether it's microfiction, flash fiction, short stories, novellas. We've talked about three-act structure, things like that. In this, you know, short little discussion here, I want to focus on some key issues that I'm seeing in the submissions that I'm receiving, and just provide that feedback. So the first thing is understanding that short stories, particularly fantasy short stories, are character focused. And that's the shorter the story, the more it is focused on character, with some exceptions. You don't have a lot of room in a short story or a flash fiction piece in particular to do a lot of world building and to build a lot of plot. So it's about the character. It's about what they're doing, what they're trying to achieve, how they change. That also means it's typically a limited point of view, and it's typically one character's point of view throughout. Unless if you're getting over 5,000 words or 10,000 words, then you might have more room to start bringing in different points of view. But generally, a short story is going to be a limited POV and focused on one character, because your focus, again, is that character's, you know, growth, their character arc, their particular interaction with this whatever the situation is. So just bear that in mind. I've received some submissions that were randomly omniscient narrators for no apparent reason. It would be focused on one character, and then it would jump over to another character for like a paragraph, and then it would go back to focusing on another character, and it'd be written as this omniscient point of view, but it was centered on a single character, and there's no reason for it being omniscient. Omniscient narrator it's just like things like using the present tense or using the first person. Do it if you have a reason to do it. Don't do it just for the sake of doing it. If you're trying to write some sort of humorous kind of Terry Pratchett style satire, where you're examining the world, then an omniscient narrator might be appropriate. But if you're focused on a particular character, a queen who is going through these power struggles and struggling to make a decision, a life or death decision about something important, that's her story. It should be all her story. So the next thing is starting points. I've noticed with a few of the stories that I've been receiving that they start very slow because the authors are trying to dump in too much world building at the beginning. A short story needs to start fast. And the shorter the story, the faster it needs to start. If you can start with action, whether that be an actual action, you know, fight scene or a dialogue scene, dialogue is action of a sort. If there's an argument, characters are arguing, or there's a chase or something like that, you start with something exciting. You hook the reader into the action and you make them want to, you care about what's happening to this character. Then you start peppering in the world building later. So there's been several stories that I've seen where one of my comments was a page, two pages in, I put a comment, your story should start here, because it was all just kind of info dump in the beginning. This is the guy, this is his family background, this is where he lives, that sort of thing. The same goes to a lesser extent to novels. You don't want to, you know, you can't do the 18th century style of starting a novel with a chapter just describing a, you know, this guy and who, you know, who his family is and why he's, you know, lived in, you know, where he's lived in London his whole life and all that kind of thing. Even with a novel, you've got some agents and some publishers give you five pages to hook them. So you want to start with something exciting. If you think about TV shows, usually you'll see a lot of TV shows, the first pilot episode usually starts with some sort of action scene, some side action scene that we don't know how it's related yet, but it starts with a bang, literally sometimes. And then we start getting introduced to the characters and kind of the flow and what the main kind of crisis point is. So think about that. Your starting point is really important. Start fast, start hard, be exciting. And then world build as you go. And only for a short story, you only world build as you need it. Anything that isn't relevant to the story, I don't care how fun or interesting or amazing it is. If your story doesn't have magic as a fundamental element, I don't care what your magic system is. You're just wasting my time. You're distracting me from focusing on this character who is not a magician. Along the same lines, talking about character, the focus, kind of the backbone of a short story is the character arc. And you need to make sure that you have a full character arc. We should have a post coming out on the blog here soon that talks about types of character arcs, but basically characters change throughout the story. That's the point of a short story, is you're focused on the character and you're showing how they change and react in reaction to whatever issue they are addressing. The flat character arcs are possible. In a flat character arc, the character has their truth, their inner truth, their way of viewing the world. And what a flat character arc is they are testing that truth against, you know, the reality that they are facing. And when it comes to the end, they've kind of certified their truth. So a lot, you see this a lot in mysteries and detective novels, in noir fiction, right? That the hard-boiled detective has this hard-nosed view of the world that, you know, people are just inherently, you know, mean and criminal and selfish. And through investigating this murder that is totally, you know, crazy and depressing, they just reinforce that their worldview. Oh, this just proves my point that people are horrible. Or you might start with a character that has a hopeful view of the world. And a lot of time in fantasy, you've got these naive characters that are hopeful that, you know, people are going to be heroic and do the right thing. And through the progress of the story, that is in doubt. But by the end of the story, it's proven right, because your kind of your foil character, your Han Solo type, you know, negative character comes around and becomes the good character. So that truth is reinforced. You can also have change arcs, interchange character arcs, often center on something called the lie, which is related to the truth. So in this case, the lie is the character has their inner truth, but it's wrong. It's false. Maybe they think something about themselves that is untrue, or they think something about the world that is untrue. And by the end of the story, they realize that it's not true and they change. And then there's stories where it's, you know, more physical change. A lowly soldier participates in a battle, and by the end of the battle, they're a hero and they're a leader. But the most important thing in a short story is the character arc and the focus on the character, and the plot is something that helps you drive the character arc forward. The plot should not be the focus of the story. You still need to have a plot and you still need to have a complete plot. I've received some stories that just ended in weird spots. Things were just not resolved. Or because they had trouble knowing what character they were going to focus on, that character didn't have a complete arc. There was no change at the end, or there was no kind of realization at the end. That character didn't come to his or her conclusion. This is sometimes when people send short stories that they've based off of the novel they're writing. You know, I want to publish a short story that's related to the novel I'm writing as kind of an advertising tool, which is fine, but you've got to sever it from the novel. It's got to be a self-contained package, and that goes for world building elements and also goes for plot. The short story needs to be complete in and of itself, standalone. I need to be able to understand and get everything from that story that I need without reading your novel or whatever reading, what other, you know, pieces it's related to. Which brings up the last point that I want to make is length. Interestingly, I haven't received a lot of stories that were bloated and too long. There's been a couple where I've recommended significant cuts, but at the same time, additions elsewhere. So it probably, in those couple cases, have balanced out. I have received stories that are too short, that are to just rush through everything, don't have a lot of detail. So be careful with your length. Flash fiction is great. Flash fiction is a difficult art to master. It's hard to do a flash fiction piece like a regular short story where you're gonna have actual like dialogue scenes and fight scenes and all these different things, multiple scenes. Flash fiction is usually very short, usually one or two scenes, and a very focused issue. If you're doing a traditional short story, it needs to be long enough for all the information and the experience to be provided to the reader. So for example, a lot of times the action scenes get rushed over. So you have all this build up, kind of all this drama of the characters, you know, in a dangerous kind of situation, a perilous situation. And you've got all this kind of tension building up, and then boom, there's a fight scene, and the fight scene's over in like two paragraphs. It's like guy hits guy, shoots this guy, knocks over this guy, fight's over. You can't build the tension up so much and not give the reader the experience of feeling that tension blow out into a dramatic fight. So understand that, you know, those places where you need to kind of draw things out, and the same thing goes for tension. So there's other authors who are really good at doing kind of detailed fight scenes that tread the line between being too rushed and being play by play, way too much detail. There's a fine line in between those. There's other authors that don't build the tension up beforehand. They have a really great fight scene, but it doesn't mean as much because there isn't that slow kind of buildup of tension where the characters are, you know, threatened, feel danger. We know what they're feeling, you know, show us their reaction and their tension. Pacing is a big thing that folks need to work on with short stories. So those are my kind of key critiques from the editor's desk to you. I hope those are helpful in kind of cleaning up your submissions. Speaking of which, we are always open for short story submissions. I just found out recently that we've been listed on Horror Tree, and also the submission grinder. So we're kind of expanding our scope and notoriety as a publisher. But yeah, of Metal and Magic Publishing, we're always looking for short story submissions. I'll leave a link in the episode description where you can find us. But if you go to our website and you go to the Write for Us tab, you can submit your cover letter in a query submission form. The other thing that I wanted to announce is that I'm looking for a slush reader. So as we start bringing in more submissions, whether they be short stories or novels, I'm having trouble keeping up with reading and responding to them all, in particular because I don't like sending out form rejections. So I'm looking for a part-time slush reader, especially who can cover the next couple months, because I'm going to be out doing real world stuff that's going to take a lot of my time. And what I expect from this slush reader, I'd like somebody who has some experience submitting and publishing, especially short stories, who understands kind of the basics of the process. And what I would expect from this person is receiving the queries and sending out a short personalized response to each one instead of a form rejection letter. So if the query is just bad, then send out take 5 minutes to send out an email and link to Jane Friedman or somebody, somebody's website about how do you write a query letter. If you receive a good query and you read over the short story, but it's problematic, shoot back take 5 or 10 minutes to shoot back an email explaining to the author what the problems are and providing a couple links on how they can improve their craft. That's what I like to do. That's what I do right now. It's just with all the other things that I'm working on, it's hard for me to keep up. So if anybody out there wants to work with us as a temporary slush reader, please reach out. You can contact us through the website. Unfortunately, it's going to be an unpaid position, of course, kind of an internship, you could think of it. But if the relationship works out and if we pick up our, more momentum, then we might look at something, a different sort of relationship in the future, like royalty share or something like that. So anyways, that's all I have for today. Thank you for dropping by as always. If you liked this episode, please share, the post, share on your social media, get us some, put the word out. And as always, good luck and happy writing.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.